Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主，我们再一次一起寻求主的机会。
We thank the Lord that once again we have the opportunity to seek the Lord together.
在现在这个瘟疫又在这个越来越严重的情况，我想弟兄姊妹应该对于祷告这个负担是会增加的。
As the pandemic gets even more serious now, I think brothers and sisters should have increased the burden of prayers.
愿我们在这主给我们的特别机会里面，我们真是能够不但学到了这个功课，而且是在成为一个有能力的，让父神的旨意可以行在地上，如同行在天上的一个祷告的器皿。
I think in such unique opportunity the Lord has given us, do pray that not only we take hold of opportunity, but also become this powerful vessel, so that we can become the powerful vessel of prayers, so that the Lord's will can be done upon earth as it is done in heaven.
好，我们先一起有个祷告。Let's
have words of prayers.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you thanksgiving and praises.
你把你的儿子从天上的宝座拆下来，为着救我们，为着救，真是整个宇宙被挂在十字架上。You
have sent your Son from the heavenly throne in order to save us, to save the whole universe, and therefore he was crucified on the cross.
这实在是没有人能够凭天然的头脑想得通的。
That there's no one can understand using our own mind.
但是我们赞美你，我们已经尝到了救恩的实际。
But we praise you, for we already taste the reality of the salvation.
我们为着我们能够蒙怜悯，能够得到拯救，我们赞美你。
We praise you for that we have found mercy and received salvation.
我们赞美你，你不是光把我们从 亚当的罪恶中，亚当的犯罪，亚当的族类中拯救出来。
We praise you, for you did not only deliver us from the Adam's race and also the sins of Adam.
你也是把我们放在基督里面，叫我们够使基督成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
But also you place us in Christ, so Christ become our wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption.
让我们在基督里得建造、得成全，而且让父神的名被高举，也得着该得的荣耀。So
that in Christ we can be built up and be perfected, and Father's name be fully lifted up and receive all the glory.
并且你借着你的儿子耶稣基督，要带领许多众子进到荣耀里面去。And
through your Son Jesus Christ, will bring many sons into glory.
这实在是需要你启示我们。
Truly, this is something we need you to reveal to us, and also through the Holy Spirit, guide us into all truths.
当我们与众圣徒一同等候在你的面前，寻求、仰望你向我们说话的时候，
When we all together wait with all the saints to seek and look upon you to speak to us,
求你敞开天上的窗户，把你那荣耀的心意借着你的话。
Pray that you open the heavenly window that you can speak your glorious will through your words and speak to our hearts.
你的话就是灵，就是生命。
Your words are spirit and life.
在现在这样黑暗的光景中，更需要显出你话语的生命和你话语的光照。
In such dark condition, even more, we need you to reveal the life and enlightenment of your words.
有你丰丰富富的，超过我们所求所想的，能够供应给你的教会。We
do pray that you richly, far surpassing what we ask and what we understand, that you can provide to your church.
为着你儿子的心腹装饰整齐，求你把你的教会需要得着的话赏赐下来。For
the bride of your son can be fully adorned, may you give your words to the church.
求你宝血洁净遮盖这所有说话的、听话的、翻译的。May
your precious blood cleanse and cover all the one who speak and those who listen and the one who translate.
求你圣灵充满我们每一位。
May your Holy Spirit fill each one of us.
求你为我们穿上全副的军装。
Pray that you put on the full armor of God for us.
当我们一同等候在你面前的时候，你不但赐下你丰满的同在，你也圣灵，真是把你宝座要释放的话语毫无拦阻的彻底的释放。
So together as we wait before you, not only that you give us your precious words, but with all those words, without any hindrance, that you can be, your words can be fully released from heaven.
让说话的、翻译的、听话的，都被你圣灵第一手的带领、第一手的启示。
So that the one who speaks, the one who translates, those who listen, can receive the first-hand revelation and guidance from you.
我们一面赞美你，我们也把下面的时间，把我们每一位都交托在你的手中。
On the one hand, we praise you, and we also commit the following time and each one of us unto your hands.
愿你再一次触摸我们的心，再一次叫我们被你大大的遇见和得着。
Pray that you once again touch our hearts, and once again we can be met and gained by you.
谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We thank you. Pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们先读一段的圣经，在以弗所书第六章，从第十节到第二十节。
Let's read the place of scripture. That's Book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 10 to 20.
第十节，我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力。做刚强的人。
Verse 10, for the rest, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the might of his strength.
要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Put on the panoply of God that you may be able to stand against the artifice of the devil.
因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Because our struggle is not against blood and flesh, but against principalities, against authorities, against the universal lords of this darkness, against spiritual power of wickedness in the heavenlies.
所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切还能站立得住。
For this reason, take to you the panoply of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having accomplished all things, to stand.
所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
Stand therefore, having girded about your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness.
用平安的福音当作预备走路。当预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
And shod your feet with the preparation of the glad tidings of peace.
又拿着，此外又拿着信德当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。
Besides all these, having taken the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the inflamed darts of the wicked one.
并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑。就是神的道。
Have also the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word.
靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
Praying at all seasons with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching unto this very thing with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
也为我祈求，使我得着口才。能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
And for me, in order that utterance might be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the glad tidings.
我为这福音的奥秘做了带锁链的使者，并使我当照着，使我照着当尽的本分放胆讲论。
For which I am an ambassador bound with a chain that I might be bold in it as I ought to speak.
第十八节是我们一直特别强调的。
We have been emphasized on verse 18.
靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
Praying at all seasons with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching unto this very thing with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
这是个人的祷告，这也是教会的祷告。
This is individual prayer as well as the church prayer.
这是悟性的祷告，更是在灵里面的祷告。This
is the prayer in understanding and furthermore in the Spirit.
如果从我们悟性的角度来看，我们的祷告不会持续很长。
From the perspective of our understanding, then our prayers will not last too long.
就是我们悟性的情况，我们所有负担，我们的负担也不会持续太长。
Even in our understanding, even if we have burden, but our burden will not last for too long.
因为我们实在不能够理解天父他的心意或者他要成就的。 真是需要整多少的祷告。
For we truly cannot understand that for Father's will and also the things he would like to accomplish, how much prayer that is required.
在这段圣经里面特别提到有魔鬼这方面。
In this part of scripture, he especially mentioned about the devil.
也提到在这个磨难的日子，就是邪恶的日子。And
also mention about in the evil day.
所以这是我们面对的一个现实，我们的现实就是有魔鬼的环境，也有邪恶的日子。So
this is the fact that we face, which in reality is that there's the circumstances of the devil and also the wicked, the evil day.
但是我们更受到一个托付，就是要为着神能够成就一切，还能站立得住。But
we have received the burden, which is that for God will accomplish all things and to stand.
所以我们就需要知道，不但知道，而且从神那里接受下来，到底神要成就什么。So
then we have to know, and not only to know, but also receive from the Lord what exactly God would like to accomplish.
所以这成就的过程中是有魔鬼的诡计，魔鬼和魔鬼的诡计，也有邪恶的日子在这个过程中。So
in this process of accomplishing God's will is that there is the artifice of the devil and also the evil day.
这除非是圣灵启示，否则我们是不能够理解，也看不出来的。
Unless the Holy Spirit revealed to us, otherwise we cannot understand, nor we can see it.
所以这里一个征战，这个征战是一个摔跤的征战。So
there is this spiritual warfare, the warfare which is the wrestling.
所以这个摔跤是背后是要有能力的比较。
So that behind this wrestling, what's behind it, there's the competitiveness about power.
这对我们来讲，我们被圣灵所带领，我们充我们圣灵在我们里面能够充满我们，是变成何等的重要。So
to us, how important it is that we can be guided and also being filled by the Holy Spirit.
被这个充满，使得我们在任何时候都可以祷告。
And with this feeling that we can pray in all season.
并且我们用各种的祷告来祷告。
And we can pray with all kinds of prayers.
这个祷告不单单是从我们这个就属人的角度来出发的。
And this prayer is not origin from our human point of view.
当然我们有我们的愿意，有我们的在神面前的愿望。
Of course, we do have our will and also what we hope before the Lord.
但是呢，我们需要被圣灵带到一个地步，我们的祷告呢，能够是照着父神的旨意、父神的愿意。But
we have to be guided by the Holy Spirit to the point that our prayer is according to the Father's will.
而且呢，这个祷告也是带着负担的祷告。
And this prayer is with burden.
这个负担呢, 也就是说, 我们在神面前, 会不断地寻求。
And this burden is that so we will continue to seek before God.
会不断地这个求问, asking.
And we will always asking him.
并且会不断地求告。
And we always to supplicate before him.
所以这里面是 是除非圣灵带领我们，否则我们是做不到的。
Therefore, unless the Holy Spirit guides us, otherwise we can. It's impossible for us to do it.
因为我们不是等到见主面的时候才要被圣灵充满。
Therefore, it is not when we meet the Lord that we have to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们需要主帮助我们，把我们这个里面拦阻我们被圣灵充满的。
That we need the Lord to help us, to empty us from all those things that hinder us from being filled by the Holy Spirit. So that we can become the vessel being filled by the Holy Spirit, and we can always receive power, burden, and from the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵在我们身上是大有能力，使得我们不会这个落在沉睡的光景。
So that the Holy Spirit is greatly powerful upon us, so we do not become fall into the condition of slumberness.
我想现在我们这个经历瘟疫的年日，这连续这么长的，我相信弟兄姊妹可能有这个慢慢要沉睡的情况。
I think that after experiencing pandemic for such a long time, there might be brothers and sisters that we fall into a condition of start to fall asleep.
我们记得刚开始的时候啊，我们很紧张的，对不对？我们这个戴一个口罩，戴完了还戴手套，戴了手套，然后呢出去回来呢，口罩也丢了，手套也丢了，然后呢赶快洗澡洗脸，什么通通洗。
I remember in the beginning that we were so nervous that when we went out, we wear masks and also gloves. And after return home, we throw away the gloves and masks and even shower or wash face.
然后我们现在这个时间经历久了，可能现在手套也不戴了，然后呢口罩呢戴一次觉得太浪费了，所以呢再把它重复使用，慢慢的这个回来呢也觉得不。 不怎么样，所以呢也不洗，也不，就是慢慢都松掉了。So
as the time becomes longer, that slowly we no longer wear gloves, and also with masks, we start to repeat wear the same one, and also after come back home, then slowly we don't really wash as much as before, and we let down our guards.
但是圣灵，如果我们是一个被圣灵 能够带得动的器皿，圣灵要叫我们不沉睡，圣灵要叫我们保持在清醒的状态。But
if we are the vessel that can be guided and be motivated by the Holy Spirit can help us not fall asleep and keep us awake.
圣灵会在我们需要祷告的时候，会催促我们去祷告，而且把祷告的方向、把祷告的负担、把祷告的内容赐给我们。
And Holy Spirit, when we need to pray, the Holy Spirit will push us to pray and also give us the direction, the content of prayer.
所以这里没有这个不会祷告的问题。
So there is no such issue about we do not know how to pray.
如果照着我们悟性，我们每一个人都是不会祷告的。
Actually, according to our understanding, each one of us do not know how to pray.
但是如果我们 一旦圣灵能够在我们的灵里面，能够自由的带领我们，我们所有不会祷告的理由都必须放下来。But
if the Holy Spirit in our spirit is able to guide us very freely, then we are able to lay down all those reasons that we say we cannot pray.
圣灵也会感动我们为众圣徒祷告，圣灵也会感动我们能够为着神旨意、为神的奥秘、为着神 神旨意的侍奉来祷告。
The Holy Spirit will touch us to pray for all the saints and also pray the God's will and also for His mystery and also His service.
如果我们没有祷告的负担，我们没有祷告的意愿，很可能就是我们并不是被圣灵充满的人。
If we do not have the burden to pray and do not have this will to pray, so it's very possible that we are not someone being filled by the Holy Spirit.
或者我们会有这样感觉，圣灵常常催促我去祷告，花了这么多的时间，这么累，而且别人也看不见，我们觉得这划不来。
Or we might feel that when the Holy Spirit push us to pray, we spend so much time and we get so tired and people cannot even see it, so we feel it's not worthwhile.
但是圣灵会在你里面来激励你，来刚强你。
But the Holy Spirit within you will encourage you and strengthen you.
在人没有看见，但是却是你照着圣灵你去祷告，而且是随时多方祷告，圣灵会告诉你，圣灵会使你明白你所付的代价，你所做的祷告在神面前都是被纪念的，都是值得的。
Even though men do not see it, but if according to the touch of the Holy Spirit that you pray, and also it's pray with all seasons, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, then the Spirit will let you know that all the price you have paid is worthwhile and remembered by the Lord.
有时候我们听听一些弟兄姊妹，他们有一些特殊的经历，他们有一些特殊的好像神的能力在他身上，使得他能够经过特别艰难的境况，我们好像觉得特别的羡慕，但是好像我们都没有经历到。
Sometimes we do hear that some brothers and sisters that God's power is upon them and they are able to go through very difficult situation. So we are desire of that, but we are not able to experience it.
那其实那些经历的圣徒，他们在神面前是何等的无依无靠，何等的警醒，何等的这个随时多方的祷告祈求。
But actually those saints who have experienced that is that before the Lord, they are truly without any reliance and they are truly being watchful and also with all perseverance.
警醒不倦，不倦这个字呢，它当然是坚 有这个恒切忍耐的意思，但它后面有一个重大的，有一个强大的支撑的能力，就是持定宝座，持定元首的能力。
This watching unto this very thing with all perseverance, that behind it there's very great power, which is hold on to the throne, hold on to the head.
所以我们其实如果你没有进到那样的经历里面，你会很难明白持定元首到底有什么好处或者有什么重要。
Therefore, if we do not enter into such experience, it is very hard for us to understand what is the profit or how important that is when we hold on to the head.
今天我们或者教会要能够真正的显明基督是做头，那必须有一个能力是托住，或者说是能够使这样的属灵的事实能够发生在这样的教会和圣徒身上。
For today, for us to enter into such experience, that there should be this sustaining power that can hold such thing, and that allows it to happen unto the saints, and then that would be the reality of Christ as the head.
所以这警醒不倦，不单是不沉睡，而且是实在一直持续的连于天上的宝座，连于这个教会的头基督耶稣。
So watching on this, unto this very thing with our perseverance is not only do not fall asleep, but always continue to be connected to the heavenly throne, connect to the head, Jesus Christ.
所以这只有被圣灵充满，在圣灵里面才有可能发生这样的事情。
Therefore, this can only happen when being filled by the Holy Spirit in the Spirit.
所以这是我们在主面前学习的。
So this is something we have to always learn before the Lord.
这没有更多的道理，但需要付更大的代价进入实际。
There's no further knowledge, but have to pay more price to enter into its reality.
学会祷告，或者成为祷告的器皿，没有什么窍门，不是靠着祷告的理论，乃是真正的在主给的每一个需要祷告的机会中，能够靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求。
To learn how to pray, there is no such secret, but in each opportunity the Lord has given, have to learn to be watchful unto this very thing with perseverance.
当我们如果有这样的机会，我们这个圣灵一直感动我们要去祷告，但是我们却不去祷告，就是消灭圣灵的感动。
When we have such opportunity, when the Holy Spirit keep touching us to pray, but we do not pray, which is to quench the Holy Spirit.
消灭圣灵感动的结果，就是我们就越来越不能够感受到，越来越不能够在圣灵的能力里面来这个来跟从主。
The result of quench the Holy Spirit is that we become less able to follow the Lord in the power of the Holy Spirit.
但是如果我们这个今天一直在消灭圣灵的感动，那很可能到了这个主再来的时候，我们就说我们的灯要灭了。
So if today we keep quench the Holy Spirit, then when the Lord comes back, then we can say that our light will be quenched.
但是如果我们不消灭圣灵的感动，我们就要像这十六节讲说，在拿着信心当作藤牌，可以灭尽恶者一切的火箭。
But if we do not quench the Holy Spirit, then just like verse 16 says,that having taken the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the inflamed darts of the wicked one.
那个恶者的魔鬼的诡计是我们很难用这个头脑去分析的。
The artifice of the devil is very hard for us to analyze by our mind.
但是魔鬼的诡计在神面前，在基督面前，或者在圣灵的面前，都是赤露敞开的。
But the artifice of the devil before God, before Christ, and before the Holy Spirit are very naked and open.
所以你不在圣灵里面，你就很难去能够抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Therefore, if you are not in the Holy Spirit, then it's very hard for you to be against the artifice of the devil.
而魔鬼的诡计呢，它就是那些，它的诡计就是那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的。
And the artifice of the devil are those principalities, authorities, universal lords of darkness and the spiritual power of wickedness.
那我们知道执政这个字是 principality, 它其实是跟原则那个字是有关系的。
The word principalities has to do with the word principle.
那这个呢，其实呢，神是创造宇宙万物的神，所有的原则都应当是按照创造者的原则来进行的。
God is the God that created heaven, earth, and all things. Therefore, all the principles should be according to the principle of the Creator.
这魔鬼确实非常的诡诈，他会运用神有些的神许多的原则，成为他黑暗的一个这个。变成一个黑暗的一个原则。
But the devil is so tricky that he uses the principles of God become the principles of darkness.
所以为什么就是说，当我们有时候传福音给人家的时候，人家说，哎，这个好像跟我们什么什么很像。
That's why when we share gospel to others, then they might say that, oh, what you said might be similar to what we are doing.
原来是他已经在这个魔鬼的这些的原则底下，他已经就是说在听到神的旨意的原则呢，他已经混乱了。
Because as they are already under the principles of devil, therefore when they hear the principles of God, then they are already confused.
那神是创造者，所以所有的权柄，至高的权柄是神自己。
God is the creator, therefore the highest authority is God himself.
但是仇敌呢，就是要掠夺基督的权柄。
But the devil, the enemy, would like to grasp the authority of Christ.
那魔鬼呢，他也把这个世界变成黑暗的世界，然后他成为这个黑暗世界的王。
And the devil make this world become the world of darkness, and he become the king of this part, this world of darkness.
所以眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲、今生的骄傲，实在非常吸引人，但是后面是魔鬼在后头，且运用了一切。
Therefore, the lust of eyes and also the lust of flesh and the pride of this life, they are truly very attractive. However, what's behind it are all being controlled by the devil.
并且魔鬼呢，他是后面是一个邪恶的灵。
And also behind the devil is the spiritual power of wickedness.
我想对于许多圣徒蒙恩得没有得救，他恐怕还不知道这后面有邪灵在后头。
I think to many saints before they believe and got saved, that they do not know what's behind it. There's the spiritual power of wickedness.
能够在还没有信主以前知道有邪恶的灵，这样的人不多的。
There are very few who know there's a spiritual power of wickedness before they believe the Lord.
他可能被邪灵控制，但他不知道是邪灵。
They might be under the control of the spiritual of wickedness, however, they do not realize it.
但是就算是蒙恩得救的圣徒，那对于恶者，他用邪灵、邪恶的灵在后头运作很多事情，恐怕也是非常陌生，甚至是不相信的。
And even though for those saints who are saved by grace, they might still feel it's very strange or not even believe that the power of darkness uses all those spiritual wickedness by the evil one.
所以我们的征战，这个摔跤的征战，是面对的不但是魔鬼，而且是魔鬼他后面所掌控的、执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔。
Therefore, our wrestling this warfare does not only meet face the devil, but actually what's behind it is all those the principalities, authorities, universal lords of darkness, and the spiritual power of wickedness.
所以这除非圣灵开启我们，否则我们是对这方面是完全一无所知的。
Unless the Holy Spirit opens us up, otherwise we completely have no idea about it.
但愿主借着他的话和借着圣灵把我们带到有实在认识的地步。
Pray the Lord through his words and also through the Holy Spirit guide us to such true understanding.
那我们再读另外一段的圣经。
So we will read another place of scripture.
Okay.好，我们读以弗所书第四章第一节到十六节。
Book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1 through 16。
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
I, the prisoner in the Lord, exhort you therefore to walk worthy of the calling wherewith you have been called.
这一节圣经哈。我要再跟弟兄姊妹稍微提醒一下。
So with this verse, I would like to remind you.
行事为人就当与那呼召相称，这里没有恩典那个字。
Walk worthy of the calling. In Chinese, there is the word grace, but actually, there is no such word grace in original.
因为多的这个恩这个字呢。就把呼召的那个重要性呢，就把它挤掉，就把它好像掩盖。
Because in Chinese, there's the word grace, which actually covers up this word calling.
所以，既然蒙召、蒙了呼召，行事为人就当与所蒙的呼召相称，或者是配得上那个所蒙的呼召。
Therefore, that you have to walk worthy of the calling wherewith you have been called.
那凡事谦虚温柔，忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Using diligence to keep the unity of the Spirit in the unity bond of peace.
这里再提醒一下，这里呢，竭力保守圣灵所赐和圣灵所赐的一，并没有心那个字。
In Chinese, at the very end, there's the keep the unity of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace of heart. There's no such word heart in the original.
所以这里强调的是，你保守圣灵他已经成就的一，你只要保守这个就可以。那你不是只是心里想一想而已。
So here is to remind that to keep this unity which already accomplished by the Spirit. So just have to keep, but not to think about in your heart.
所以这个一是圣灵的一，在圣灵里面的一，不是我们这个人所认为那个统一，或者是这个合作，或者联合，或者就是属地的这个一。
So this unity is.The unity of the spirit is not what we think about union or to be connected as one.
所以这是你只要在圣灵里面，你在圣灵的平安里面，圣灵的一就自然达成。这个不需要你去做什么这个人的那些的强迫性的工作。
So as long as you are in the spirit, then this unity is.Automatically achieved, then there's nothing else you need to do by force.
这跟在圣灵里面祷告是类似的。你只要被圣灵充满，受圣灵引导，你就自然有负担去祷告。
This is very similar about praying in the spirit. As long as you are being filled by the spirit, and then very automatically you have the burden to pray.
那你如果是被圣灵所充满，你保守在圣灵里面。圣灵的一就把你保守在与主联，这个是联于宝座的实际，也同样主把你这个跟这个圣徒呢，能够合在一起的实际。
So as long as you are being filled by the Holy Spirit and you are in this unity, then the Holy Spirit is able to keep you to be united with the throne and also being united in one with the saints.
所以这给我们一个很特别的强调，就是你需要真的被圣灵充满，而且真的受圣灵的带领，活在生命圣灵的律底下，这个一就会很自然的去进入实际，很自然的去经历到。
So this gives us to emphasize that as long as you are being filled by the Holy Spirit and under the guidance of the Spirit, then in such reality, then it's very natural.You are able to experience this unity, and also when you live in the law of spirit and life.
所以，如果不是被圣灵充满，不是活在生命圣灵的律底下，你想要达到这样的一呢，是做不到的。
It would be impossible to accomplish this unity if you are not being filled by the spirit, the Holy Spirit, and if you are not live in the law of spirit and life.
然后第四节就告诉我们，身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召，同有一个指望。
Verse 4 tells us, there is one body and one spirit, as you have been also called in one hope of your calling.
这里特别提醒就是身体是一个，然后圣灵是一个，然后下面强调的就是呼召。
So here especially being reminded that there's one body and one spirit, then what's emphasized next is the calling.
对宇宙性的教会只有一个，那地方性的见证 也应该是只有一个。
Therefore, there should be only one universal church, and also the locality testimony should also be only one.
因为是只有一个圣灵。
Because there's only one spirit.
而且只有一个呼召带来的指望，这个指望是因为有那个呼召所产生的。
And there's only one hope of your calling, and this hope is resulted of such calling.
一主一信一喜。
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
一神就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in us all.
我们个人蒙恩，都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
But to each one of us has been given grace according to the measure of the gift of the Christ.
所以经上说他升上高天的时候，掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。
Wherefore he says, having ascended up on high, he has led captivity captive and has given gifts to men.
既说升上，岂不是先降在地下吗？
But that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended into the lower parts of the earth?
那降下的就是远升诸天之上，要充满万有的。
He that descended is the same who has also ascended up above all the heavens, that he might fill all things.
他所侍的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教士。
And he has given some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some shepherds and teachers.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
For the perfecting of the saints, with a view to the work of the ministry, with a view to the edifying of the body of Christ.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Until we all arrive at the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, at the full grown man, and at the measure of the stature of the fullness of the Christ.
使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
In order that we may be no longer babes, tossed and carried about by every wing of that teaching which is in the slate of man, in unprincipled cunning with a view to systematize error.
第十四节讲到不再做小孩子，这个小孩子呢是讲到不会说话的小孩子。
So here talking about no longer babes, which talking about those babies who cannot yet speak.
所以表示他的这个年龄是，就是他是很幼嫩，很幼嫩的。
So they are very, 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 very young, little.
所以他的特性就是会中了人的诡计和欺骗法术。
So their special characteristics, they will be under the slant of man and in unprincipled cunning.
而且被一切异教的教训，像异教之风，就这个异教的，就是被一切的教训。能够像这个是就摇动，而且像风像浪推来推去的。
And also tossed and carried about by every wing of that teaching.
并且能够随从各样的异端，就是容易走岔路。
And also they follow with the view to systematize the error, which is they go astray.
这是表示这个生命的程度和属灵的光景。
That talks about the spiritual and they talk about the level of life and the spiritual condition.
这不是主要我们继续留在那样的情况的。
So that is not the condition our Lord would like us to remain in.
这是每一个蒙恩得救的人他必须走过的阶段，但不是长久留在的阶段。
This is the process that each one who is saved by grace shall definitely walk through, but cannot stay there for too long.
如果是长久留在这个阶段，又是好像按照这个天然的日子来算日子，如果说信主很长的时间又留在这个阶段， 这是非常可怕的光景。
If someone stay remain in such condition for too long, and if this person actually has already believed the Lord for a long time, then it's a very scary condition.
也就是说，有的时候我们会听到说，我已经信主多少十年了，啊，那但是呢，他可能还是这样的小孩子。
That is sometimes we hear so and so say that they have believed in the Lord for maybe 10 years, but they are still under such stage. So that's like babes.
所以这是我们需要有一个愿意能够从这样的阶段快快的能够走出去。
So here we should have a willingness to be very quickly go out from this stage.
而且进到下面的阶段。
And to enter into the next stage.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
But holding the truth in love, we may grow up to him in all things who is the head of Christ.
全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用，彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
From whom the whole body fitted together and connected by every joint of supply, according to the working in its measure of each one part, works for itself the increase of the body to its self-building up in love.
所以这里我跟弟兄姊妹提醒的就是，这里有一个仇敌会攻击的，就是神，就是仇敌会攻击圣徒在神面前所蒙的呼召。
So I would like to remind brothers and sisters that there's this something that the enemy will attack, which is the enemy will attack the calling the saints receive from God.
圣徒所蒙的呼召是应该是包括在神对教会的全体的呼召。
This calling received by the saints shall include this entire calling from God to the this whole corporate calling.
这个教会这个教会这个词，它的原文就是 out 跟 call 两个字所组合的。
The original word of church is being combined by out and called.
这 out 就是出来 ，call 就是呼召，就是神借着救赎把我们从世界、从罪恶、从仇敌的权势，甚至从我们自己呼召出来。
So that is the called out, which is God called us out from the world, from sin, and also from even ourselves, and from the power of darkness.
所以我们就需要主帮助我们，让我们知道这个呼召的盼望在哪里。
So we need the Lord to help us. We know what is the hope of our calling.
那这个呢，我们可以看几处的圣经就会越来越清楚。
So we can look at several places of scripture which will be more clear.
先看提摩太后书第一章第九节。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9.
啊，第一章第九节告诉我们，神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他旨意和恩典。这恩典是在万古之先，在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。
Who has saved us and has called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the ages of time.
第十节。如今借着我们救主基督耶稣的显现才表明出来了，他已经把死废去，借着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来。
Verse 10, but has been made manifest now by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has annulled the dead and brought to light life and incorruptibility by the glad tidings.
所以这里告诉我们，他神的呼召是根据他的旨意，和他的恩典。
So here tells us God's calling is according to his purpose and grace.
那我们知道我们上一次提到在以弗所书这个旨意提到三方面。
So last time we mentioned about when talking about purpose that in the book of Ephesians there are three aspects.
一个是这个叫我们得着儿子的名分。
First is that we can receive sonship.
所以如果我们能脱离小孩子能够长大成熟得着儿子的名分这在神面前是喜悦的也是被神看为宝贵的。
Therefore, if we can be delivered from being babes and also being grown up and receive sonship, that is acceptable and pleasing to God.
而且在这个过程中是要进入这个不能坏的生命的这样的见证，能够把它彰显出来。
And in such process, have to enter into this incorruptibility of life and also be manifested.
所以我们是应当是脱去旧的生命，能够穿上新的生命。
Therefore, we should put off the old life and put on the new life.
但这不是只是给我们自己经历而已，它呢，甚至呢，是要我们能够成为神见证的器皿。
So this is not only for us to experience, but he would like us to become the testimony of the vessel of the Lord.
所以他说不要以主的见证为耻、哦、也不要以为主被囚的为耻，总要按神的能力能够与保罗一同为福音做见证、做苦难。
Therefore, he says, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me in this prisoner, but suffer evil along with the glad tidings according to the power of God.
所以这是第一面，我们上次提到儿子的名分。
So that was the first point which we mentioned last time, the sonship.
另外一个就是上次提到的就是天上地上一切所有在基督里面同归于一。
And last time we also mentioned that to let all things gather together in one in Christ.
这个话是非常叫人受激励的，但是这个话的实际后面却是有非常强大的能力和这个非常大的征战。
This is very encouraging. However, what's behind this verse has a great power and very strong warfare.
被天上地上一切所有在基督里面同归于一。是和神的旨意。
To let all things in heaven and earth to gather together in one in Christ is God's will.
我们的主基督耶稣，他的成就的方式是借着十字架完成的。
The way our Lord Jesus Christ accomplished this is through the cross.
所以今天圣徒如果在这样的一个神的旨意的这个与主同工的话，他也是应该。是背起自己的十字架来跟随主的。
Therefore, if today the saints co-work together with the Lord in such purpose, then he should be able to bear up his own cross to follow the Lord.
所以在这个后头就需要 不计其数的，或者是说这些神荣耀的恩典、丰富的恩典、极丰富的恩典都要临到我们。
So what's behind the riches and glory and exceeding riches and also glorious grace of God should become upon us.
上次我们也提到，在以弗所书第三章告诉我们，我们是同作后嗣，同为一个身体，而且同蒙应许。
So in Book of Ephesians chapter 3 also tell us we are joining heirs, joining one body and also joining partaker of promise.
对，这可以说是一个基督身体的实际。
This should be the reality of the body of Christ.
在这样的实际里面呢，主要让不但圣徒得到的建造，让基督的身量能够在教会里面能够长大成熟。
So in such reality, not only the Lord would like us to be edified, built up, but also the body of Christ can be grown into full maturity.
对教会成熟，个别的圣徒也跟着成熟。
So when the church becomes mature, each individual saint also become mature.
教会满有基督长成的身量， 个别的圣徒也在基督的身体里面能够达到那个长成的那个身量。
So when the church grows up to the full stature of the measure of Christ, then each saint in the body is also able to achieve such stature.
所以这个成就是后面是需要持定的能力，那个持定与宝座的能力。
So with this to be accomplished, what's behind it needs this power that holds on, continue to hold on to the throne.
这个成就也需要圣徒能够真正能够在神的能力，在圣灵里面，能够真正的在一个身体里面。这个呢，是人凭着这个自己的热心做不到的。
So to accomplish this, it has to be that all the saints continue to be together in one body, which is not possible for man to achieve by our own power.
我们必须知道，我们其实你在日常生活你也常遇到，人不在一起的时候就不发生任何的事情，所以看起来都非常的容易。
We have to know that also you experience that when we are not together with one another, nothing happens, therefore everything is easy.
当人摆在一起，而且是要一起侍奉神，或者一起来见证神的时候，我们就发现我们有很多这个够不上的地方。
When put men all together and to together testify the Lord and also serve the Lord, then we realize that we truly fall short.
我们发现我们自己够不上，我们也发现别的圣徒也够不上，所以呢，这叫我们对神的心意呢，有放弃的念头。
We realize ourselves fall short and other saints also fall short, therefore we start to want to give up to the purpose of God.
但是主的话告诉我们，他有各种的能力，虽然我够不上，但是他有能够使我够上的各种的能力，来使我能够够得上。
But God's words tell us that He has all kinds of power, which enable us, even though we fall short, but His all kinds of power enable us to able to catch up onto His will.
所以圣徒聚在一起，不是彼此的这个践踏，不是彼此的攻击，圣徒聚在一起，是能够被神大大的扩大，神的能力大大的充满，能够叫我们这软弱的，能够在基督的身体里面，能够成为一个健康的肢体。
So when the saints gather together, it's not that we step on one another or attack each other, but when the saints gather together, it's that to let the power of Christ be upon us, and so although we are weak, but we are able to achieve what God would like to achieve through us.
所以叫基督的身量，那个长、阔、高、深，能够因着一个身体的缘故，所以能够同作后嗣。同为一体，同盟应许，所以这个长阔高深，所以就不断的成，就不断的一直扩大。
So that when we gather together, the stature of Christ, which is the length, width, height, and depth of Christ, keeps being enlarged, so that through the joining heir, joining one body, and also joining partaker of promise, that the stature keeps being enlarged.
这是很难用想象的方式。
This is hard to imagine.
但是，这是你如果正在，你如果是在一个身体里面，你是在圣灵的带领底下，圣灵的能力底下，你就会经历到这样的真实性。
But if truly you are in one body and you are in the Holy Spirit and being guided by the Holy Spirit, you will experience such reality.
因为人在一起是非常不容易的事情。
For it is very difficult for men to be together.
不只是这个自己觉得自己很不错的人跟别人在一起很困难。
It's not only that it's difficult for those who think they are good, it's difficult for them to be together with others.
就是自己觉得自己不怎么样，但是跟别人在一起也非常困难。
Even if we feel we are nothing, but it's still hard for us to be together with others.
所以这后面是需要神那个不但是极大的能力，而且要不断的基督的爱充满在充满，运行在运行，做工在做工。
So not only we need the great power of God, but also we need the love of Christ to keep filling us and also keep moving and operate upon us.
对于神的能力有一个运行的能力，是要在全体的圣徒当中，在个别的圣徒之间，在各方面，在所有遇到的遭遇的人事物当中，要不断的运行，不断的做工。
So this power of God has this moving power, which keeps move around with in all the saints and all those things surrounding us in everything.
所以圣徒个别的生命成熟，教会团体的那个见证能够逐渐的显出来。So
the life of each individual saint become mature, and the church corporately, the testimony also being revealed.
所以这里告诉我们，神不但把他的旨意恩典给我们，也把他的生命给我们。So
here tells us that God does not only give us His purpose and grace, but also give us His life.
但是仇敌就是对这个非常的在意。But
the enemy truly pay attention to this, concern about this.
仇敌会攻击这样的成就的事情。So
the enemy attacks such things being accomplished.
但是神呢，却是借着同为后世、同为一个身体、同盟应许，来使天上一切执政的、掌权的，现在就能够得知神百般的智慧。But
God through the joint heir, joint one body, joint partaker of promise, that now all those things in heaven and earth, the principalities in heaven and earth, now already understand the manifold wisdom of God.
所以把我们从肉眼肉身可以经历的层次，能够带进到肉眼看不见这个宇宙性的那样的一个荣耀神和叫仇敌崩溃的那样的工作。So
to bring us to enter into the work which fleshly eyes cannot see, but to enter into this universal work that will crush the enemy.
所以这是非常宝贵的事情。
So this is something very precious.
那我们再看一段圣经。So
let's look at another place of scripture.
这段圣经大家弟兄们比较熟了。Brothers
and sisters should be familiar with this.
这是罗马书第八章。Book
of Romans chapter 8.
我们看这个28、29、29、30节。Verse 29:30。因为他预先所知道的，人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。Because
whom he has foreknown, he has also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son, so that he could be the firstborn among many brethren.
这个效法他儿子的模样，其实呢，也可以翻译成模整他儿子的形象。Which
can be translated to conform to the image of his son.
30节说，预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。Verse
30, but whom he has predestinated, these also he has called, and who he has called, these also he has justified, but whom he has justified, these also he has glorified.
讲到呼召是要进到荣耀里面去，那呼召呢，也是能够磨成神儿子的形象。So
talking about calling, that is to enter into glory and also to be able to conform to the image of his son.
其实这29节、30节呢是解释前面的话，也就是说，这个圣灵呢一面教我们祷告，圣灵呢也使各样的安排各样的环境，所以就告诉我们说，这个神就叫我们晓得，那个神是使万事互相效力，叫爱神人的得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
So actually, verse 29 and 30 explains the 28 that the Holy Spirit, on the one hand, teaches us how to pray, and also the Holy Spirit arranges all the circumstances so that we do know all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to purpose.
所以这给我们看到，这个呼召又跟神的旨意是挂在一起的。
So here again, we see that this calling is together with God's purpose.
所以，如果我们这个喜爱神的旨意，你就会答应神的呼召。
Therefore, if we like God's will, God's purpose, then we will answer His calling.
你答应神的呼召，你就知道，你就发现你够不上。
Then, when you answer His calling, you realize you fall short.
你就发现不会祷告，也不知道怎么去达到。
And we realize that we do not know how to pray, and we do not know how to achieve it.
但是这里告诉我们，圣灵会帮助我们。
But here tells us the Holy Spirit will help us.
他不但是替我们祷告，而且怎么样说呢？其实也会教我们祷告。
Holy Spirit itself does not only pray for us, but also teach us how to pray.
所以实在来讲，我们是需要再进到这个实际的。你常常不会祷告的时候，你应该发出一个祷告，说：“主啊，求你教我祷告。”
Therefore, we should enter into its reality that when you don't know how to pray, then you should pray that, Lord, please teach me how to pray.
但是你如果真的是一个圣灵可以带得动的器皿，你又这个求主教你祷告的时候，神就一定会答应你这样的祷告。
And if you are a vessel movable by God, then when you pray to ask the Lord, teach us how to pray, then definitely the Lord will answer your prayer.
因为这里告诉我们说，鉴察人心的，晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
For here tells us that, but he who searches the heart knows that what is the mind of the Spirit, because he intercedes for saints according to God.
所以你如果是在圣灵充满底下，你很自然的会顺着这个流，圣灵怎样照着神旨意替圣徒祈求，所以你也会照着神旨意替你自己祈求，你也会照着神的旨意来替圣徒祈求，你也会照着神的旨意来替教会的全体来祈求。
So if you are being filled by the Holy Spirit, then you are under such flow that how the Holy Spirit intercedes for the saints according to God, then you will know how to pray for yourself and pray for all the saints as well as how to pray for the church.
这个我们现在离主再来非常的近。
Now it's so imminent and close to the Lord's return.
我们也知道主再来前的很多的迹象。都不断的在发生。
We know that all those things that happening right before the Lord's return continue to happen.
几年前，这个陈锡珍弟兄讲，这个以色列已经有这个红母牛，献祭用的红母牛。
Many years ago, Brother Christian mentioned about this red heifer that's for the sacrifice in Israel already showed up.
那表示说，这个以色列重新献祭的这个活动呢，就是说这个献祭的这个事情呢，要重新开始很靠近了。
That is the Israel's able to sacrifice again should become very closer.
但是最近我无意中听到，好像2018年不但是这个美国承认以色列的首都是耶路撒冷。
But I recently heard that in 2018 that the United States once again recognized the capital of Israel is Jerusalem.
那2018年还发生了另外一件事情，就是以色列人现在就是用就是像旧约一样用羊用牛羊献祭呢，又重新开始了。
And what happened in 2018 also happened that the Israel once again, just like the Old Testament time, they offer up the sheep and ox as sacrifice again.
这是提醒我们末后的时候很近很近。
That is to remind us the end time is very, very close.
但是末后的时候，这个圣经提到了，如果我们还等到最后的末后的世代最后的话，那可能就要进到大灾难里面去。
But the end days that the Bible mentions, if we wait until the very end, then we will enter into the great tribulation.
但是蒙主怜悯，能够受主带领的， 也许主的怜悯使他可以不需要进到大灾难里面。
But those who find mercy by the Lord and being guided by the Lord, maybe that Lord's mercy can help the person to be not able to not enter into the great tribulation.
特别是在启示录第三章腓拉铁菲的教会，他们是被应许不用进入大灾难。
Especially in Book of Revelation chapter 3, the Church of Philadelphia has the promise that they will not enter into great tribulation.
话虽然在那里，但是我们没有人有把握说我们一定是属于那里的。
Even though the words are there, but none of us have the guarantee that we belong to that group.
我们知道这些迹象，我们不是在等大灾难。
We know all those circumstances, but we are not waiting for the great tribulation.
我们是等主的再来，那等主的再来不是被动的等，等主的再来就是主的心意借着教会要成就的。主把我放在教会里面所该尽的这个基督身体的那个健康肢体的功用，我应当受主圣灵的引导进入那个时机。
We are waiting for the Lord's return, but we do not wait passively. That is, what the Lord's will is for me, as He put me in the church, so that the function I should have according to Lord's will, I should enter into a reality of such function.
我们只能有一个态度，像以诺一样，他知道那个审判的日子到了，他儿子死的那一天，洪水就来了。
We can only have an attitude like Enoch, as he knew that the judgment will come on the day of his son's death, the flood will come.
但是他答应神的呼召，能够与神同行，而且能够真是在能够在神面前能够得到神喜悦他的名证。
He answered God's calling and walked with God, and before God, he has received this promise as God truly is pleased him.
这样子跟着与诺与神同行300年，结果就被神提走了。
As Enoch followed the Lord and also walked with the Lord for 300 years, then he was being raptured by God.
对，如果我们能够真的答应神的呼召，靠着神的能力，能够进入这个呼召成全的时机。
So if we truly answer the calling of God and by His strength, we enter into a reality of the calling.
我们也许就是那一群蒙怜悯的人，可以免去大灾难，而且欢欢喜喜的站立在主的宝座前。
It might be we are the people who find grace before God so that we can be delivered from the great tribulation and we are able to joyfully stand before the throne of God.
我再提醒一下，我们没有一个人有把握我一定就是那一位。
Let me remind again that none of us have the full assurance that I am the one.
但是我们是每一个都是有机会的那一位。
But each one of us are the one who have the opportunity.
今天是不是愿意在圣灵里面随时多方的祷告祈求，而且警醒不倦，这是一个需要的事情。
This is something we must have, whether today we can be prayer with all season and also with all supplication of prayers and also watch unto all perseverance.
愿主祝福他的教会和他所重价买赎回来的圣徒。
May the Lord bless His church and all the saints being redeemed back by His great price.
我们有您祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们人的话是何等的有限。
Lord, men's words are so limited.
我们求你，真是给我们回头的亮光和圣灵进一步的启示。
Do give us light as we look back and further revelation of the Holy Spirit.
让我们不但得着你的话，我们也受你的带领。能够进入靠着圣灵随时多方祈求祷告的时机。
So that not only we gain your words, but also we can enter into the reality that we can pray in all season with all supplication of prayers by the Spirit.
并且实在我们可以在此警醒不倦，能够欢欢喜喜的，能够迎接你自己的再来。
and we can truly watch unto our perseverance and also joyfully welcome your return.
我们谢谢你给我们这个机会, 也仰望你, 成全在你的教会, 成全在我们身上。
We thank you for giving us such opportunity, and we look upon you to accomplish this upon your church, upon us.
奉主耶稣基督名祷告, 阿们。
Pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.